The federal government's already announced a number of measures that will feature in this budget. So from what we already know, who are the likely winners and losers? Let's talk winners first. First home buyers and young Australians are meant to be the winners as the government plans to curb negative gearing and wind back the capital gains tax discount. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says the focus is making houses more affordable.
We have got serious intergenerational issues in Australia with regard to housing. A younger generation who are confronting very different housing challenges than their parents and grandparents. Our government wants to see those young people get ahead, and we want to see them preferably in their own home.
Farmers, truckies and those in the regions may also benefit from the $10 billion fuel security package. But given they've taken a huge hit from rising fuel prices to date, they may not feel like winners. And more than 6 million low to middle income Australians are likely to win from an instant $1,000 tax deduction. KPMG Australia partner and Victorian tax lead Ursula Leparoli explains how it will work.
The $1,000, you wouldn't need receipts for them, and you'd be able to just claim that automatically in your tax return. However, if you do have expenses beyond the $1,000, you would be able to do that. It's all about thinking about how much is the deduction going to get me versus the effort to actually document and keep track of everything, so I think that'll be the new game we're all playing.
As for the likely losers in this year's budget, investors with multiple properties are possible losers, but given the housing tax reforms are likely to be grandfathered, it's future investors who'll be most affected. And there's been a lot of talk about how those on the NDIS will be among the losers this budget in a bid to make savings. Mark Butler, the NDIS minister, has already announced 160,000 people will be removed from the scheme.
While new eligibility rules obviously need to be worked through carefully, our initial modelling will see the number of people on the scheme reduced to around 600,000 by the end of the decade.
And older Australians, including self-funded retirees and seniors over 65, that's around 3 million Australians, are among the likely losers, thanks to a targeted Medicare levy hike and the removal of a private health insurance rebate. All the winners and losers will be revealed in full when the Treasurer delivers the 2026 budget.